Yo.
Yes, sir.
Everything good?
Yes, sir.
Another Head for the Hills podcast. We got like knocking these guns out.
Right?
But got some good topics to go over today. You want to get right into it? What do you want to talk about first? Want to talk about the Kanye?
Might as well.
Yeah.
Probably one of our bigger topics today. A little light, but we're going to make it happen, man.
Mm-hmm. So, Donda, new Kanye release. This was released this past Sunday. A bunch of mixed reviews. Have you been getting that? You been saying that?
Yeah, a lot of mixed reviews. And I mean, that's what you get with an album that's polarizing from a big artist like this. It's going to be mixed reviews.
Mm-hmm. Not really sure, like, what people was expecting. But how do you feel about it?
I liked it. And you know me, and that's like another question I want to ask you, too. Okay. I'm not the biggest Kanye supporter right now. Mm-hmm. How much did you think that affected people's listen on the actual album? Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
I kind of think that way, too. I'm objective. I gave my honest listen. And to be quite honest, if it wasn't for the podcast, I probably wasn't going to listen to it. But just to give an honest review, I think I need to do the due diligence of listening to it. And I think I listened to it at least one time over, and I kind of like by bits and parts listened to it. Because if you're not aware, this is a lengthy album. This is almost a 2-hour album. So like something always comes up in life, right? So it's hard to like really sit down and listen to something for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Super facts.
How'd you feel about it?
I enjoyed it as well, man. When I listen to new albums that release, no matter who it's by, I try to get out the mindset of having a predetermined thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just ready to experience new music.
Right.
Whatever direction you're going in, I'm going in as well. I'm not expecting you to rap about this. I'm not expecting you to talk about that. I mean, obviously, it's called Donda, so I am expecting a little bit of talk about his mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
But other than that, the collabs, I figure they're like super fire. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Did you have any songs that were in particular stand out to you?
My favorite track, Off the Grid, that's my favorite track.
That's tough.
That's the joke with Jay-Z's called like Jail, right?
Yeah, Jay-Z, yep, Jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Part two of that is pretty good.
Yeah, part two, I think part two has the baby on it.
Right.
Yeah.
What else? The joke is all over TikTok. No Child Left Behind.
Right.
And it's a few other jokes. Like, it's, to me, even though it's a lengthy album, it's not too many skips. Maybe one, but I can still get tough it through. It's not like terrible bad,
right?
But like that's like if I was just to nitpick about the album, from me being an early Kanye listener, and I told you I took like a big break from him,
right?
And I guess it's just to the tone of the music today, a lot of repetitive stuff, and like keep hearing repetitive stuff too much, it kind of draws me away, like the. We off the grid, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, carrying that for multiple songs, I'm like, you know. With sonically pleasing, because he's like such a genius when it comes to putting different instrumentation, samples, and sounds together. It's you, I can tough through it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you hit the nail on the head with the features on it. And I think he did a good job of matching features with their sound, like
right
off the grid, that's a New York drill type beat, and he let Fabio cook. Like I said on my status, he gave Fabio the ball and got out of the way. Like he just let Fabio just float on that joint. You know what I'm saying? He just got his shit off a lengthy verse, I don't even know what you call that. Like,
32. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, he emptied the clip on that joint. You know what I'm saying? And same thing for, I noticed too, like, the Baby Keem, that's similar to up his alley, the beat. And he was on for the song he was on. Mm-hmm. It was like right up his alley. You know what I'm saying? So definitely kudos to him on that.
Yeah. From my side, I like both of the jail songs, the one featuring Jay-Z, the one featuring the Baby. I want to say something about the Baby, right?
Okay.
He actually can rap when he tries, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one of them situations. I remember my first, I'm not sure what it was, one of them Dreamville mixtapes with J. Cole and them group. And they had a song with the Baby on it. And when I first heard that song, I was like, yo, when he's not like on his other shit, he can rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and even on the other stuff, he raps good. He's just like, he's like one of them people. He's just like repetitive. He stays right in that same tone, that same cadence when he's on his own stuff. That's why I like for people to branch out and work with others, because it's gonna break you out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because you bring them to their world. My bad to cut you off though.
No. You good. It's a perfect analogy, and it's like that's exactly what happened, because now he has to rap about a situation. How he grew up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because of the Kanye type beat, it's like you have to storytell now. He doesn't do his normal style of cadence and delivery, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then we don't have to say much about Jay-Z, we know he kind of
that nigga's different, man.
Yeah,
I would say this forever and ever. I don't understand how people say he cannot rap. He's overrated. Like, bruh. Like, you gotta listen to what the guy is saying, bruh. That nigga's different, bruh.
Super different. I wanted to ask something, but I'm gonna wait till we get off the whole Kanye topic before I ask the question about that.
Alright.
Because there's a debate going on involving him. But this will fit in more so with the Drake thing than the Kanye side or whatever. So there's a song on the album called Moon. And this is the singer Don Toliver. Is that his name? Is it Don Toliver?
And Kid, yeah, he's on there.
And Kid Cudi. So this is a perfect, you know, collaboration that I didn't know I needed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The harmonizing, Kanye he's not really on this one. He's very minimal. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's basically just them two rocking out. Nice melodic song. You know, I like the melodic songs and stuff like that.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And then, my last standout, because I mean, you know, you could walk around and name a bunch of songs on this shit. The Jesus Lord song. With the Locks and Jay Electronica.
Yeah.
Man, talk about just rapping. Jay Electronica he's one of those ones that could be different too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's different.
Yeah. And then the Locks come on and absolutely kill it as well. And then it's cool to have Larry Hoover Jr. speaking on behalf of his father. You know what I mean?
I love that. Good that you reminded me. Cause like I did definitely want to touch on that. I love that. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. So those like you said, the whole album is not a lot of skippables on the album.
Right.
But
I can't think of that song that I just I'm okay on. But yeah, you said I can't really think of more than that one. That's the only one that kind of stood out to me. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. So. As far as, like, how do you think this album would stand up against the test of time?
I think it'll stand up great. Like I said, it's just great music. So, like, I think that always lasts, you know?
Yeah.
Granted, if you don't really care for some of the lyrics, like how I said and stuff like that, the repetitiveness of it. Mm-hmm. But it's just, if you're a music person, which, like, a lot of people are, you're going to appreciate this album for years and years to come.
Definitely can agree with that. Production wise, you know what you're gonna get with Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment wise, you know what you're gonna get with Kanye. And I'm not gonna say feature wise, you're gonna know what you're gonna get, because I wasn't expecting all this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, makes sense though. 26 songs or something on this
job. Mm-hmm.
And like I counted like unique features, at least 30 unique. Some people want to jump more than once, but like 30 people. That's just the artists. And then you go into like, it was like a lot of credits as far as like producing and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So a lot of hands went into this album.
Mm-hmm. And you said 30 unique features?
Yeah, at least 30 unique. You know what I'm saying? At least like one placing on the joint. Like I said, some people was on the joint twice, but it was like 30 people, 30 different artists. You know what I'm saying? When I counted that joint.
Okay. So that's a perfect segue into the next branch of the conversation, which is apparently there should have been more.
Yeah, a lot more.
Some artists are holding grudges against Kanye because he hit them up to work on the album. Obviously, they must have worked on it, and they didn't make it. I know you got more details on it than I do, so what do you have as far as like that goes?
Yeah, man. My man, Ye, upset it. The GOAT. The God, Soulja Boy, man. Soulja Boy was supposed to be on one of the songs, and it just didn't pan out for him. And just me hearing that track, I don't think Soulja Boy would have been good for that type. It was a more of a melodic song. Right. The joint with Young Thug on it.
Okay, got you.
So it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't going to be a good pairing for that. And I think I kind of heard Summer Soulja Boy's verse or something like that. And nah, that joint wasn't going to be good, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know what I'm saying, went on his normal social media tirade, calling Kanye all type of bees and all that. And
wants to box him.
Wants to box him, threatening him with a diss track.
Which allegedly might be dropping tonight at midnight.
It was, I think it was Remote Control you're supposed to be on.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so, yeah. I, you know, so I did my due diligence, just went back to listen to that track, and I'm like, nah, that wasn't the one for you, Soulja.
And Kanye probably knew that.
Yeah. You know? He released a text different. Messages and all that.
Yeah. So I'm not feeling that. If you did the work for the album, if you don't make the album, I get it, you being mad. But well, we know Soulja Boy's extra anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't be mad at him. This is typical Soulja Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he wasn't the only one though.
Yeah, all right, let's get to who next.
Chris Brown was allegedly mad.
Breezy.
Even though Breezy. I believe Chris Brown was actually on the album, but I think he just toned down Chris Brown's appearance on the album. And I think that kind of upset him. And he, much to what Soulja Boy did, called him all type of bitches and all that. Medium, but he didn't challenge him to a boxing match or threaten to diss him on wax.
Right. And because of that, I heard that they've since talked it out, came to an agreement, and now they're back cool again. That's what the reports are saying.
Mm-hmm. I think he tried to reach out to Soulja, but you know, Soulja Boy riled up. I think Kanye blamed the label. Mm-hmm. That's why Soulja didn't make it, but Soulja, Big Soulja ain't trying to hit that, man.
Yeah.
It's time to throw hands, man.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the label might have had the final say so, but I don't know. They let a lot of other stuff slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Soulja Boy was still saying he should have called him this, that, and the third. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah, you can communicate. It ain't, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But it's so been tough, though. So, segueing from that to if the album was put out earlier than Kanye wanted, maybe he doesn't have that time to call.
Nah, I don't know, though, because The album came out Sunday.
Mm-hmm. If he wasn't expecting for it to come out that Kanye posted
about it though that Sunday.
Okay. I'm trying to shoot my ass a bell.
I'm not siding with Soulja Boy, but Kanye could have at least text. They was texting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He could have sent a quick little text. The same amount of time it takes you to post that story. You could have sent that text out, bro. Like, hit the people up first. The worst thing you can do in any situation is let a nigga find out somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would have reached out. Like, damn, this shit fell through. They wasn't fucking with Eli like I thought they was. Let me call this nigga before he, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. In a perfect scenario, it'd have been straight, but I don't know. My man probably think about other stuff.
That's true, too. Still got hit niggas up though, man. All excuses right there, man. Yeah. But segueing from that, was that it though? As far as like artists,
I think so. That's all far as I heard. I mean, of course, it was people who probably didn't make it, but I think those are the main people who were disgruntled about it via internet.
And of course, we had our internet trolls, our Twitter trolls, because then it started a mass tweeting I ain't gonna hold you, I was supposed to be on the album too, but you know, and left me off and shit. So you know, you're gonna get the jokes with everything. As far as like the Drake rollout too, a lot of his antics are, I'm not gonna call them antics, but a lot of his, you know, promo rollout is sparking debates and going viral as well. Cause I don't know if you've seen, you know, he has the, like you brought up earlier, at least off air, how he's doing the Billboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
People have been making their own billboards representing their own city, saying that they're going to be on the house.
That's funny.
So I'm gonna let you like spearhead this whole Drake thing, right?
Okay.
But before we started, I wanted to bring up a debate that was sparked by Drake unintentionally, right?
Okay.
Or maybe he might be a little smarter than, like, you know, maybe it is low key intentional. I don't know. So you know how he's dropping these billboards in different areas with the feature artists in whatever area they're in.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking
about. So in New York, there's a billboard that says, "Hey, New York, the GOAT is on CLB." And while initial reports indicated that this was Jay-Z on the verse, a massive debate has since sparked. And now we're getting rumors of Jadakiss, which for the life of me, I can't think why anybody thinks he's the GOAT of New York, but okay. Nas, Jay-Z, I shouldn't even read this one, but because of Fat Joe.
Nah, that's not gonna happen.
So it begs to offer, like, who do you think the king of New York is when it comes to music?
Really a topic, like, it's Jay-Z people. And maybe he could do something clever and had Jay-Z and Nas on the track, but I mean, dog, like, come on, look how many times they linked up for a track. I mean, you know, at least three times, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. It's Jay-Z.
Yeah. But I just seen that debate raging, so I just like, wow, that's really
interesting.
This is really a debate.
What you were talking about, but I gotta get more in tune with Twitter, man.
Yeah, I like Twitter because it's like I follow a few knuckleheads, and then you know on there, if you comment on something, if it's a big enough topic, it'll put that on my timeline. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just like a never ending cycle of like foolishness if something's popping off. But do you think that Drake did that on purpose, though? Because why wouldn't he just name drop him like he did every other single Billboard.
Like I said, man, it could be a calculated move. Like I told you, Drake likes to stir the timeline, the social media, you know what I'm saying? Like with like album covers that are meme worthy, crazy dances that are meme worthy, be right down the thing, just to spark just movement around CLB, you know what I'm saying? The move algorithm, man. Because he doesn't have like your traditional rollout around it. Maybe this is part of his rollout. Probably is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You say he name dropped everybody else. Why wouldn't you name drop the go to New York? And that's always a never ending discussion. That's why you see people like Fat Joe inserted. No disrespect to Fat Joe, but like I don't see him on the certain album.
Like when I seen that name, I was just like, okay, well, this like one of them. You know, you take one of them little high school tests and like the multiple choice got the little, it's like four answers and it's just always that one answer that you know ain't the answer.
Right. Yeah, I know it ain't this.
Yeah. Yeah, that when I seen that, that's immediately what I thought of. It's, yeah, you know, you just like, I know it ain't Fat Joe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and while I love Jada, but like I think he probably got a boost from the whole verses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are extra loving him now. Rightfully so, you know what I'm saying? Getting his flowers now.
Of course.
But I don't think Jada fits the bill for that. Maybe, you never know though.
And albeit we looking, I guess, from the outside in, but it's like, what would the definition of GOAT be, would be my question.
I mean, only definition I know is like just greatest of all time.
I mean, it's an acronym, yeah, but it's like, that can't be it. How these debates go on, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what I'm saying? Different people got different style and stuff. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's a microwave. Like I said, microwave society, bro. So like that versus probably catapulted him up to like a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but like it's no discussion. Jay-Z hasn't, you know what I'm saying, been making music or outside of this feature on the Ye Jump. You know what I'm saying? He's been quiet, you know what I'm saying, as far as music. So
right,
you know how that go in the microwave society.
Yeah. I think he had that verse on the DJ Khaled though, him and Nas.
Okay, I don't even remember that jump.
That was earlier this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So other than that, before that though, what, Story of OJ?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so but when it comes to GOAT talk though, and I think you'll agree with this, that doesn't matter. Like Jordan hasn't played in 30 years and niggas still call him the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, that whole thing of LeBron creeping up there and other people, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people still think Jay-Z is, but like you got people like LeBron moving up, Kobe, you know what I'm saying? So on and so forth.
Yeah, and he is constantly updating his body of work. Like outside the verses, I don't know, like I haven't been keeping like tabs on Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So maybe he is, you know, dropping albums in New York or some shit like that, but I don't know. my vote goes to Jay-Z. So
yeah, me too.
But other than that, take it away as far as the Drake rollout stuff goes and all that.
All right, so a couple days ago, Drake released the cover, which we didn't know if it was confirmed or not, of a whole bunch of emojis, pregnant emojis. On a white background, it just looked like something you can make in Microsoft Paint or something like that.
Facts.
And, you know, that caused the uproar on social media. Like, what the hell is this? This, you know what I'm saying? This, that, this is cheap. This is ugly. Like I said, that guy just knows how to stir the social media. Then now, Mm-hmm. And I was just concerned. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm glad I'm seeing this. He had the whole hacking of ESPN, and I was concerned that, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Drake normally leads out with a banger single.
Right.
But now that I'm saying this, hopefully the Joint drops tonight, midnight, mm-hmm. and we get that long-awaited album. But, I mean, it's an interesting rollout. You know what I'm saying? Not using too much money. It's different from a Kanye Joint where you got a whole bunch of different shows and merch going to it. Well, Drake is rumored to have merch.
Right.
But, yeah,
right,
it's right. totally different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't seem like you're using a lot of money versus a ton of money. But reportedly made a lot of money from it.
Yeah. So it could have offset it. Especially them shows, because I heard they were selling out them shows in minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Heard it been like millions.
We didn't touch on that. So how did you feel about that, though? Like, the recreation of, like, his house? And just performing, like, those songs. Not really necessarily performing them, but kind of, you know, you've seen the videos and shit.
I didn't really watch too much of it. I mean, it looks dope and artistic. And just hearing the theories around it sounds crazy. Like, he was, like, recreating stuff from Dante's Inferno and...
Yeah, he was.
Stuff
yes.
like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, representation of hell, purgatory, then him ascending up into heaven and stuff like that. Sounds mm-hmm. great and artistic. Like I said, I'm just not too much into Kanye where I didn't really wow. watch it. But I did right. listen to the music, though. And then, like, that stuff was coming on, like, late sometimes, too. I think that last one came on, like, late on, what, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, right.
So I was
right.
like, oh, it was good.
Yeah, actually, a few hours before the album dropped, yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, it's a very interesting technique that Drake is going with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder if he kept it low-key because, like I said, like it seemed like Kanye was stalking that release date.
Yeah, maybe to try to drop on the same day.
Yeah, because, like, or do whatever he was doing. Because I remember last time Drake came out, or Drake told him his release date, Kanye put a whole bunch of his artists around, you know what I'm saying? And that led to Pusha T getting info from 40 or from Kanye, and then that led to a whole... You know what I'm saying? War.
mm-hmm. Which is being highly anticipated as starting back up again. Did you hear about that?
Well, Pusha T and what's name?
Not Pusha T, but the Kanye and Drake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Allegedly, there's rumors of maybe Drake dissing Kanye throughout the album.
Yeah, that's how Drake is, though. He's just like Jay-Z, his mentor. A lot of subliminals and passive aggression. He's definitely mm-hmm. going to diss him. But what I'm more interested in, the third artist, Kendrick.
Okay.
I think I'm more so interested in that. Did you hear Kendrick's new single?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, when you told me about it, I went to go check it out. I had to listen to it about 3 times.
Okay.
Just to make sure, you know, just gotta make sure. So when we talk about it, you know what you're talking about. And you know, I'm like, all right, cool, you know. I don't want to be out there if some shit do pop off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't listen to that. I'm probably like a farming account for that song. I don't listen to that John like
okay.
that John okay. is nice. So why I say like it's gonna get interesting, it look like mm-hmm. Kendrick is also stalking Drake too, as far as like releasing music or whatever, and trying to be calculated when he dropped. Like, we haven't heard from Kendrick in almost like 3 years.
Yep.
And he comes out ironically right before Drake drops. You think, shrug it off, that's coincidence. But then when you listen to the lyrics of the song, and if you know their background, they always kind of take shots at each other. Some passive, some pretty much direct without saying the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you familiar with Drake always says he's top five this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Kendrick has a lot of that in older songs. And right out the gate on his verse, I'm smoking on top fives. I'm smoking on top fives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the, like, pretty much his motto on this junk, coming out telling people, man, delete that album, delete that single, burn that hard drive. So I'm anticipating, I don't know if it's like some type of conspiracy thing with Kanye working with Kendrick, or Kendrick was already hip to it, because Baby Keem, who's on the song with Kendrick, Family Ties, he's also on Kanye's album. So people like that, they probably were together, get to talking. That's how Drake got in trouble the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Kanye, like, he put Pusha T up to go on that Drake. I don't know if Kanye put a battery in Kendrick's back to go at him, because, like I said, drop him right around the same time as mm-hmm. the album. And like you said, man, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's a lot of coincidences.
So let's just say, like, you know, things pop off. And let's say, because Kanye could come out of this looking like a supreme mastermind, if this is the case. You know, there is, like, slander of Kanye, subliminals on Drake's album. And Kanye does deploy Kendrick. At this stage, what do you see happening from that, though? Like, as far as, like, a beat goes?
Probably nothing too much, to be honest with you. Because, like, he's like one of them people who's so big, so massive, pause with the fans. He can finesse his way out of it, just like he did, like, a bunch of different artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Pusha T,
mm-hmm.
he was able to get out. He was taking me to a dark place. When Joe had, he took the response to this guy. Too much out of it. I just love it because I'm purist as far as the rap, and the rap he goes, I'm just gonna love it. Because I already can tell, like, Drake deal with that type of aggression. And that's okay. The same aggression Pusha T had and the same aggression that Joe had. So that's why Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? He not with the shits. Or he's with the shits, excuse me. So he's gonna come right for his neck. And I just don't see, if it gets there, I don't see Drake really trying to entertain that, you know what I'm saying? He don't want that smoke.
Yeah, that would be the Kendrick, and you say he's leaving TDE, right?
Right. That's like another thing people were saying, like, oh, now he ain't got no top dog, can't stop him. You know what I'm saying? So that's the final album on TDE.
Yeah. So he got final album on TDE, so that means no restrictions. You got Kanye West is like the machine, and don't forget his original machine, you know, Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that it might just be, you know, smart just to ignore that type of shit. You know what I mean?
For Drake, yes, it's definitely smart. He definitely needs to ignore it. You know, so just get back to, just keep making hits.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, just play the bigger role. I make hits, you know what I'm saying? And just go ahead and get your money. Like, don't entertain it. Well, yeah, I know he's not gonna entertain it.
Yeah, you got the Sports Center plugs, they posting you, you crashing Sports Center and all that, and you got the KD, like you said, posting the owl. Before we started, LeBron posted the owl with the six next to it.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, like, he literally, like, right before we started, literally did this shit on Twitter. So you got all this going for you. Like, it's cool to just take the smart way out sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. But, so, like, if they stay at the passive aggressive, they're going to keep throwing, like, little shots at each other. But don't let it go to a real main stage.
Yeah, when niggas get to say each other's names and all that. Man, yeah. So what are you expecting from the album, though?
Oh, man, I'm expecting some hits, some timeless music. And I'm excited now because, you know, so I was a little bit deterred, even though, like, I like R&B Drake, what they call Certified Lover Boy. I forgot who tweeted it out, but somebody tweeted out and said this is a rap album. I think it was Ebro from Ebro in the Morning, Hot 97. Okay. I think he said this is a rap album, so I mean, I'll take a little bit of both, but, like,
right.
I love rap Drake. before Drake started doing all the R&B stuff, that's when I started liking Drake. Okay. It was like straight rap. And like, granted, when people say the Ghostwriters, this, that, and the third, Drake is an amazing rapper. So like, at the end, if it's the track list I've seen, the track before the end, the last track before the bonus track, I think the bonus track is going to be the Dirk song. You know what I'm saying? That they had out, they went numbers.
Right.
That's when he always getting his introspection back. And he kind of like just deep dives about what's going on in his life currently. You know what I'm saying? And he just like be getting the shit off. Like last album, Scorpion, that's when it's called like, it's the date, I guess, of the when he found out he had the kid. So he was like deep diving all that.
Okay. And,
yeah, he was like, he always gets into it. But I'm expecting some bangers. I see an interlude on there. That's like another signature I like from Drake. Drake always has good interludes.
Mm-hmm.
Always like you say, like melodic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a nice melodic interlude. So yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. Just like you said, hits. Something that could vibe to when you ain't listening to the super hardcore rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I said, he's a great rapper, but, you know, he's like that other level where you could just kind of lay back and listen to him. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's, as long as he's giving that, you know, that's cool. But like I said about the Kanye thing, you just kind of go into it with no expectations. You just know it's Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no expectations for real. And see what kind of direction he take you in this shit. That's all.
Right. Yeah. He always kind of like reinvents himself a little bit, whether it be like people say he stuff. He's going to introduce maybe some new sounds and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? He always had like the grunge stuff. Like when he was, what was that? That double album. The one was before Scorpion. The Playlist album. He was more so on this UK vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Scorpion. Rap genre, and he had like what's the Hotline Bling, just different type of sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So we're not, you know, we're not worried about Drake. We know we're gonna get with Drake.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah. I don't know why people are even worried about Kanye at this point. You know what you're gonna get with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, it might be different styles, but at this point, these dudes are like iconic professionals, so whatever they're doing, you know you're going to get a great version of it. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So, yeah, interested to see where this all goes. Equate Kendrick up in there, see what he has to say, what's going on with him.
I'm waiting on that.
Where has Pusha T been at?
I've been cooling.
Yeah, cool.
Laying low. And it's crazy. That's like another coincidence thing. Like we don't really know what it means. The whole conversation that Kanye posted with the whole Joker face, and then added Pusha T to was like kind of random. Said I'm tired of getting picked on by like jock kids like you and all that. Like another like thing I'm thinking about. Like, okay, he's like looking for reinforcements. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if he's going to. Pusha T gonna come out again or what? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Kanye, I got you, man. You know, this is freebie out though. I can't say free idea because you're a billionaire. Let me hold something, man. Hey, Pusha T, Kendrick, the new clips, man. You're welcome, man.
That'll be dope.
Clips 2022, man. You know, and then the other one be off his gospel bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, malice.
Yeah, or no malice now.
Yeah, no malice.
Yeah, so, so we was talking about how Drake was like rolling the stuff out on ESPN and all that, hacking SportsCenter, quote unquote hacking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was we done with the music front first while I transitioned to the little sports?
I think so. Yeah, I still think so. Got my little crazy conspiracy theory out there. We talked about the Kanye. We talked about Drake.
Yeah. So I know you heard of the fake high school, Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, you was hipping me to it. Yeah, that's crazy.
So, this, when people tell you that you could literally do whatever you put your mind to, this is a perfect example of being successful to a degree. You know what I mean? Of that. So, these mid to late 20s, early 30s age guys, and maybe even older than that, because some of them dudes look like super old, conspire to come together to fake like there was a high school team, football team, fake a bunch of credentials, built up a whole schedule playing against like different prep schools, and even had Wichicom on there from the area. I think DeMatha.
Oh, okay.
And was just slated to play all these like prep schools and these good high schools. So they approached ESPN, basically lied to ESPN saying what kind of school they was, this and that. Clearly had to lie about like their records and, you know, recruiting, how highly touted some of their players were. So ESPN, after clearly doing no investigation, clearly accepted their deal and put these guys on TV in a football game against another five-star high school. suspectedly another five-star high school. Turns out it was the only high school in the game, which is even more embarrassing considering like they couldn't even score on the high school team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. So the Sycamore school, well, they're not a school, but the alleged school, they end up losing 58-0. They didn't have the four names of the players. Like I told you earlier, one guy had tore his ACL. Obviously, they didn't know it at that point, but he was like hurt, stretched out, holding his knee. And you can hear the commentator say, cuz they used to be doing like Sunday night football and stuff too. I can't think of his name, but it's white cuz or whatever. And you can hear him say like, well, number 54 seems to be in a lot of pain, and I apologize, but we don't even have a name for him. He's not on our roster. That roster list that they gave us, you know what I'm saying? And so, because that had happened multiple times, them having more players than not listed on the roster, after the game, ESPN did the investigation, and that's when it was discovered that they weren't a real school, they weren't a real football team, they were just a group of guys like trying to get exposure on ESPN.
Now you got it.
So there's so like I ain't gonna say there's so many things to like dissect, but how do you feel about these guys not being able to score on high schoolers?
That is terrible. I feel bad for them. Like, how you not scoring high schoolers? And you said they were like 20.
Mid to late 20s and early 30s.
Like, that's crazy. Y'all suck. Y'all don't need no exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
No disrespect, but sheesh. Not even a touchdown.
Facts. And secondly, how do you feel about ESPN not doing the proper investigation? It seems like they just kind of, once they figured it could be a good story and it might generate some buzz for them, they just kind of accepted it.
I am shocked that a billion-dollar company like ESPN didn't do their due diligence. Like, how does this, like you just take it up on the whim? Like, I just feel like something like this should have been way more lengthy. You know what I'm saying? And that would allow you to do your research.
Right.
It seemed like they just did it on the whim. Like, or I wonder how long did they build this up to like schedule this match? You know what I'm saying?
That's a great question.
It's like crazy. Then like, so how did they even schedule the game if they're not out of school? So was the other school in cahoots with it, or did they not do their due diligence either to allow this to even go down, or was they in it for the exposure? So I don't know.
Yeah, and that's a lot another of thing. Yeah, that's another that's another thing. Like, did somebody from ESPN like come to the conclusion like these niggas ain't real? But fuck it, this is gonna be a story either way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, so you never know. And I wonder, is that against the? Did they break any laws doing that? Like, can you just fake like you a high school football team?
You can't. I don't know if it's. I don't know how unlawful it is. You know, because you know. That ain't no black crime or nothing like that.
Right. Because I'm, so I'm thinking, and I'm like, while the idea seems stupid, some meticulous thought had to go into this to pull this off.
Yeah. And ESPN high-powered attorneys can't pull up something if they decide to go in that direction.
Right. I kind of feel like if nothing happens against them, I kind of feel like they won't even care about this, really.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah, like, because what's the, aside from people now conspiring to, like, pull this off, you know, now they're going to have to do due diligence.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got to do due diligence now. You can't mess around. That's all it takes for one person to be successful with it. Other people going to try it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And now you got to worry about basketball.
Right.
Softball. Like, this. Now you got this anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's why they should have been in the first place. They should have been doing their due diligence, like they just let any old body on TV.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely thought that was like a good situation to like quickly touch on and shit like that.
You would think they would have like a division for that under ESPN, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
or a resource they can talk to, like I don't know, somebody who is aware of high school sports, you know what I'm saying? They just like this. They just went on a limb. Oh, y'all niggas good? Okay. Got a match out there. Let's send the camera guys down there.
Mm-hmm. You say y'all play where? Oh, yeah, I ain't never heard of that before, but you know, I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You say y'all undefeated? Got how many recruits right now? Oh, yeah, hell yeah. We gonna fuck with y'all. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're probably lines, and they got, like, endless recruits and all that.
Mm-hmm. So, that was one thing. The next thing to quickly touch on, I mean, I'm not gonna say quickly, but however long it is, it just is and shit. Did you hear about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air being rebooted?
Man, I did not until you told me.
With all new characters, now I discovered this today, earlier today. I seen a video of Will Smith himself FaceTiming the new Will Smith. I'm not sure they're going to have the same name. I'm just, you know. But the person who's going to be the lead role, who's going to be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, FaceTimed them to congratulate him. And let him know that he's just been awarded the role of the new age Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
How do you feel about all these reboots? Like, we almost can call this the Timberland era, right? Every time you turn around, it's just like, okay, they're rebooting this, they're rebooting that, they're rebooting this, they're rebooting that. Does this era lack creativity?
Yeah, in my opinion. It's like, even before this, like, I kind of felt that way. That's why I don't watch TV and movies as much, because, like, whatever, they're not just rebooting or something from this older, like, whatever is hot, they just duplicate that. Right. So, yeah, I definitely feel like it's a lack of creativity in today's, and I'm really not really feeling all these reboots. certain like classics just maybe need to be left alone. And if they do it, and hopefully they do it right, and hopefully Will and whoever else and the other writers or producers that was involved in the first one, hopefully they can get involved in this one and do right by it. But I'm not really a big fan of like keep rehashing old stuff, man. Got to come up with some new ideas, man. It can't be that hard.
Like, please. Like, it's just, like you said, we're in that era where somebody see one thing be successful. It's like monkey see monkey do, basically.
Yeah.
And, okay, let's do that, too. We might add a little twist to it, but, yeah. Like, at first, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like same thing goes for, like, these, all these comic book movies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When niggas first started doing it, okay, this is cool, you know? Batman, Joker, this and that. And then you start getting to like these other characters. And even though some of the movies they do good by the movies, it's like you get to some of these other characters and it's just like, all right, bro. Ant-Man though. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, like, God, this shit ain't it. This ain't creative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, y'all just trying to cash out because niggas is interested in all these characters. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So, obviously, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the reruns still come on super heavy, and they must still be garnering some good ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's normally how reboot ideas get underway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just shit like this, just leave it alone. Like, let this live on forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why get in the way of that? So 20, 30 years from now, people going to be remembering the new Joan and not the old one, potentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely wanted to touch on that. What else you have?
Let me see. Oh, the Jake Paul fight. Finish with sports.
Oh, guess not.
The Jake Paul fight. He fight Tyron
Woodley. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. How'd you feel about this fight?
I enjoyed it, man. I think a lot of people kind of expect neither one of these guys are professional boxers, so I don't know what people was really expecting. But I went into it looking at it like these are two regular guys that just agreed to a boxing match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they both kind of semi-box. But Tyron Woodley is a ex-UFC star. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul is a YouTuber for the most part. So I don't know what people was expecting. Everybody wanted Tyron Woodley to knock Jake Paul out because obviously because of the Nate Robinson situation, you know, people aren't going to be satisfied until a black person beats him up. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's what it is.
Yeah, so
all of them just to get beat up, period.
Right.
I think they so, even take that.
That's going to be a reoccurring issue going forward. So, but like I said, I enjoyed the fight. I wasn't expecting, you know, Pacquiao versus Errol Spence, or I wasn't, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, just a good entertaining fight, you know. And I'm inspired, man. Like, I wish my YouTube could take off so I could be fighting niggas for millions of dollars and shit like that.
Yeah, talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? How'd you feel about it?
Man, it was good to me. Like, I didn't expect too much of it. Like, for people who didn't see it, Jake Paul went the distance, split decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't expecting too much of it. Even with regular boxing, I'm not a boxing purist. So I just wanted to see some entertaining moments, and I got that. You know what I'm saying? It filled that void for me. But, like, I'm not going to lie. I don't really care for Jake Paul. I want him to go down, too, but I'm not going to be up in arms and talk trash about it. It's fake, it's rigged and all that. I'm just mad that Willie had him on the ropes and and didn't be more aggressive when he had him, when he had that shot, when he knocked him up against the ropes. Right. Should have went for the kill shot, you know what I'm saying? But, like, fatigue probably played a factor. Both of them was tired, and that hit definitely shook Jake up because he was saying how it was funny to him. I don't know why, man. My leg is still wobbly. Yeah, I know why. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a good entertaining fight. You know what I'm saying? You never complain when that, especially if I see it for free. You know what I'm saying? It's all free.
And that's another thing. Like, people act like they be really paying.
Yeah.
For these fights.
And if you pay for it, that's on you, dummy.
Yeah, like all these streaming websites and all these, like, you know, the five sticks out here still be booming here and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then thing with people boxing, people like, people don't, one thing I know is from the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight back in the day.
Okay.
A lot of people just don't really know too much about boxing. And I'm one of the people, so I won't pretend. But bad must be thinking niggas supposed to be like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you know?
Right.
People probably expecting like a super slug fest, or maybe some people was expecting more technique from these guys. Like you said, these guys aren't professional boxers.
Hell nah. And I like I said, I told you the other day, I got into a debate with like a couple of my bros, and niggas are like, oh, nigga got a boxing ring at home and all of that. Like, that doesn't matter.
Right. Niggas got gyms in the jump, but you ain't expecting to be no NBA player.
Right, exactly. Niggas got football fields in their backyard. And the nigga ain't gonna stand up in the league, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That don't matter. Like,
that's that bias.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling them. I'm like, bro, I'd rather y'all niggas just say, like, you just wanna see the nigga lose. Just say that.
Right.
Like, there's no way I can combat that. I can't rebuttal that. I can't argue with that. If a nigga just come out and say, I just want to see him lose, all I can say is, damn, well, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But y'all saying stuff that y'all know ain't true.
Right.
Like, he got to fight a real boxer next. Like, he's not a real boxer.
Right. So why he got to fight a real boxer? Yeah. He not a real fighter.
I'm like, if y'all want to be technical, this nigga could be fighting other YouTubers.
Right.
Like, that's, I think it's impressive that he just beat a UFC nigga.
Yeah.
Because a UFC nigga, although that's something completely different, he's more inclined to know how to box than him.
Right.
So that's why I feel like it's impressive and shit. Like, I don't know, but That's just one of those situations where people are not gonna be satisfied until not even get beat, but get knocked out. He got to get knocked out.
Yeah, he definitely, yeah.
Like, if he loses to somebody with a split decision, niggas ain't gonna like that. Uh-huh. So who do you see, like, who do you think, like, would make a good fight? Anybody random that you thought about, anything like that?
Nah, like I said, I ain't really too familiar with this world, so I don't know. No, especially, he's not going to fight nobody active. He's not going to fight probably a real boxer. So, I mean, I don't know, like, who's another retired UFC guy or some sports guy or something like that. I don't know. Who right. Did you have somebody in mind?
Nah, I really don't care. Like, I think that's one of the beauties of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas don't be having no ladder or power or nothing like that. It'd just be random niggas talking shit. And then a nigga might randomly respond to you. Oh, yeah, let's set something up then. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of talking trash, did you see the post-match banter?
Nope.
All right, so what had happened was after the decision was laid upon us, Woodley felt like he won. So he was a little salty. And Jake wasn't really feeling it. And I think Jake laid out a proposal that I don't think he thought Woodley would accept. So he told him, if you get an I Love Jake Paul tattoo, then we could do it. And Woodley like, all right, bet. What's up? And then Jake Paul was like, all right. He kind of took it back like, oh, man, it's other people. You got your shot and all that stuff. So I don't know if that's going to play out. Probably not. But, like, yeah. Would you want to see a rematch of that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Y'all fought. Now I would watch Tyron Woodley fight again, but yeah, it doesn't, unless they're gonna do it way down the line. Nah, we just seen it. Okay. You know, if it was like a something where it was like an instant classic or something like that, then you would be like, damn, I would watch that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nah, yeah, go ahead. I made the money. Go ahead, move on. That's probably really what he was thinking about. You know,
bag, no money, no bag.
Yeah, this is an easy ass fight. I might have lost, but damn, $5 million for this or whatever they got. You know what I'm saying? Because Jake Paul got a purse, and you know he's gonna get a bunch of views on the YouTube when he posts vlogs and behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he gonna get money on top of money, and I'm quite sure when Jake Paul fight niggas probably be inquiring about that YouTube shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Tyron Woodley might be a YouTuber now or something. Beat the nigga into the culture. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I would see them both fight again, just not each other. So what else? Was that pretty much all we had? We get into the what the fuck facts.
We had some other topics. I mean, if you want to end it, we can go ahead and end it.
No.
Summer Walker versus her baby father, London. They had like a nasty little exchange on the IG.
We got London on the track. Yeah, so I ain't got my notes written down. At least all this right. Part. Yeah, so you got it. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. So Summer and London, and I believe Summer has an unnamed new boyfriend, and mm-hmm. London doesn't. How it goes? London doesn't like the guy being around the kid? So they had like a nasty exchange on IG stories. She was calling him out, saying he don't do nothing for the kid anyway. He's better for the kid than you are, and come get your car. Like, cars is paid off. And then I think you told me he said something about like you say you don't like cars paid off, but you're still paying for your body. And,
yeah, nigga paying just for the ass and titties though. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Before we even finish, right? I just want to say. I don't know if that's true, but if you can make payments on like BBLs and stuff like that, that would explain why so many girls are starting to get them.
Yeah. And I thought some would have more of a bag to pay it off.
Right. But and we talked about this a few times. It comes down to like your deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that deal just dictates everything. And see him, London on the track, he's a producer, so I know if he's not doing nothing for the kid, he's like going out his way not to do nothing, because I know he got banked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because these niggas don't be signing labels and shit.
No boy, yeah. And I just hope, like, well, I'm pretty sure it probably won't be happening, but it may probably happen a little bit, like just side story, listening to Joe Budden. And mm-hmm. hearing how like sometimes they get jerked on certain stuff, and like and kind of like ironically tied back into what we talked about earlier. That's kind of how the Pusha T versus Lil Wayne Cash Money started, because they didn't pay Pharrell for that. What happened to them? What happened to that boy beat?
Oh wow!
So that's kind of how that beef started. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully he getting all his ends and getting his chicken or whatever. Yeah, but that's definitely nasty if he's not taking care of the kid and he's well off.
All right. So, question for you, right? Now, you see how, like, disrespectful and nasty this exchange was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they really loved each other to begin with? Because if you love somebody now, everybody done been through breakups. Like, Do you think that they were like really in love if you could talk that bad about your ex significant other, like to the extreme that they're going? Especially in the public's eye.
Probably. I think they probably was. It probably wasn't like no super pure junk.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's how these people are now. Like, these youngsters are toxic, bruh.
Yeah, that's correct.
They're toxic, bruh. And I always be kind of worried about celebrity relationships anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I'm on the fence with like
you say they probably wasn't.
No, I'm on the fence about celebrity relationships. Okay. Yeah. I was on the side that it wasn't built on a strong foundation, apparently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because how old is the kid?
Probably maybe one, if that.
Like, how does it get to that fast?
Yeah, but I mean, even with normal people, that's what like a lot of relationships go astray. Bring a kid in,
and
that's what'll be happening. You know? Like a lot of the breakups happen.
Yeah, that's true too, but it'd be because like, for the most part, it's just built on a poor foundation. Like, a lot of the relationships be built on, like, sex and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You bring a kid, and now the relationship is a business, and don't nobody want to handle business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, it's just very unfortunate. Me, if I was to become a celebrity or any type of thing like that, if I didn't come into my celebrity-ness with a significant other, I probably wouldn't get married. Or date for real. At least date seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fact. Yeah, definitely not getting married. If I do, I'm laying down all the crazy paperwork I could to keep all my coins, because that's what it seems like people are doing. They're just popping babies out and trying to marry you for X amount of time so they can get in, they can move on and just have that income coming in without them not working. You know what I'm saying? Just eat all your success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it you'll fuck around and think you'll be married to the love of your life, and it's been we've been married for 5 years, shit been going perfect, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then behind your back, the bitch go out, sneak out and get a divorce and shit, you know what I mean?
And start some fights up and some shit to get the divorce.
Uh-huh. And that shit, I couldn't, like you said, get the crazy paperwork popping. I might not even take it that far. We might just gotta be friends. Like, I might be on my Oprah shit. You know what I'm saying?
True. But I would still try to get some paperwork, even though like I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's something you gonna be gifts for and stuff like that. Cause I don't want you hit me with that, or you gave her a different lifestyle type stuff. Even though, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I get hit about that too.
Yeah, yeah, so like you with her for X amount of time and giving her X amount of lifestyle. So yeah.
Oh yeah, see, now that what had me acting like on some weird shit.
Yeah.
Like that. Nah, only time I see me once a month or some shit like that. What the fuck this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then when we do link up, I'm broke. You know, I was like, fuck that. Oh, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it. Slow. It's costume jewelry. I ain't got it.
Nah, that shit. That shit looks spooky sometimes, don't it?
Yeah, man. Crazy out there. Then if you ain't dealing with that, then you got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, the people trying to like set you up far as like rape and sexual harassment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The stuff you got to worry about. Okay, man.
Yeah, when you say that, when they say focus on your money and that's it, that's what they mean, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I probably would shoot my shot at like a select couple of girls. Like, obviously, the bitch is probably too out of my league any fucking way. Like, if Rihanna was single, I'd shoot the shot just for the hell of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I mean, and it's easy to say this right now. You never know when you get in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be my plan. That's what I would try my hardest to do and shit.
Yeah.
But hopefully situation with Summer Walker and London on the track, or, you know, hopefully they can come to some common ground, get the whole co-parenting thing down. You know, successful producer, successful artist when she's active. Obviously, she got the kid now, so she's going to be inactive for a little while. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Do you think anything is mentally wrong with her?
I guess to some degree, under some definition, she seems a little off. You know what I'm saying? Like, from all the... Because, you know, she always gets into it with fans and people on social media of that sorts. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at least say she's different. She's different. But could be mentally ill or something. I don't know. She's different.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely different. So, with that being said, I don't know how many topics is left. So I wanted to take a quick 30 seconds to 60 seconds to say something right quick. So I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with a women's wrestler, Daphne Unger. She was one of the main divas on WCW during that Monday Night Wars era, that 99 to 2001 time frame. She was like one of the main female wrestlers on there, and she also had like a super successful run in TNA back when TNA was actually something. Last night she got on live and she was like very in a bad mental state. And she was saying that she felt so alone and she ain't have nobody. She was reading off like notes and stuff. She was letting everybody know on the live to let whoever find her know that her organs go to this place and her brain goes to this place, you know, and had a pistol near her. The live ended and it immediately went viral. This is around 9 p.m. last night. Immediately went viral. Everybody, at least thousands and thousands of people, everybody's trying to, yo, y'all know where she live at? Send the authorities, even like other wrestlers like Mick Foley and a couple of AEW people, a couple of WWE people was trying to figure out where she lives so they could send help. So, you know, time went past and there wasn't an update until about 2 hours ago. She finally was found and she did commit suicide. And just want to say rest in peace to her. Like, she's one of the reasons, like, I even started liking, like, the little gothic chicks and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, just want to say, like, anybody listening that might be dealing with, like, mental health stuff, that I know you might feel alone, but it's, like, it's definitely people that you can reach out to. It's definitely people that you could, like, talk to that's really willing to help you, whether it be professional, you know, platonic friends, associates, like, family. Like, if you really, really reach out to somebody, like, you could get the help that you need. Now, obviously, the state she was in last night, I kind of feel like it's just humans get to a point of no return. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, once a person get to talking about where their organs going and all that, there might not be no saving them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to prevent people from getting to that final breaking point stage, I just urge everybody to, like, reach out to your friends. You know, everybody be so busy and caught up with what they're doing in life. You know, a lot of friendships fall off. A lot of family don't do the family get-togethers no more, the big Thanksgivings, the big reunions, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, life is tough, and it's tough when you together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just imagine like how heavy that shit is when a person feel like they don't got nobody at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to take a little time out to say rest in peace to her and continue my advocacy, because I'll always be an advocate for mental health awareness, no matter what. That and homelessness. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, thank you for that. And definitely rest in peace. It's like crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I heard about the story and I thought they said somebody got to her in time. But then, like you said, early today, then I found out of her passing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough.
Yeah. So, other than that, that was it for me. I didn't have nothing else to add.
Yeah, that's it. We definitely can.
Okay. So, of course, we end these podcasts with our what the fuck facts of the day. And mine's just kind of, I'll say mine's just kind of cool today. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like nothing super drastic, just a cool little sports joint or whatever. So the average person knows of the show Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe, right? So everybody know Shannon Sharpe's a Hall of Famer, and he's the younger brother of Sterling Sharpe. And Sterling Sharpe's in the Hall of Fame too, right?
I don't think so.
Well, he should be. Well, anyways, if he's not, he should be.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Sterling Sharpe, he's a very talented, very special offensive player in the NFL for those years before he got hurt, but even more so dominant in college. Do you want to know how dominant he was in college?
How?
Without giving you stats, the next statement I give you will let you know how dominant this guy was in college. Sterling Sharpe was so dominant in college, South Carolina, the school that he played for, retired his number while he was still playing.
That's crazy. He did get in the Hall of Fame in 2014.
Okay, congrats to him. Congrats to him. He deserves that. But yeah, that's how dominant he was, is they retired his number while he was still active. Is that crazy or is that crazy?
That's crazy. You gotta be the man. People, you know what I'm saying? Retire your number now.
Hey Slim, we can't wait. Let's throw this shit up here now, Slim. They change your shit.
Yeah. Like imagine like speaking of like numbers being retired, they're retiring Michael Strahan number this year.
Right.
You would think of how much of a staple he was with New York. He's just now getting it. He's been gone from the Giants for a minute.
Well,
Alabama to still be playing?
a nigga still playing. And they come to you like, yo, we got to put this shit in the rapper, Slim.
Yeah. That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah.
That is. So that's my what the fuck fact of the day.
All right. So I got a crazy little fact.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get better at presenting like you, but how you feel about rain, man?
You said rain?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the rain. Yeah, it's very calming and soothing.
Okay, so what if it like rain like some crazy objects? Maybe what if it rains like an animal?
Well, then I probably wouldn't love it. Yeah,
yeah. All right. So it's reports, then this is not even a one off thing. It mm-hmm. happens like one time every year, I think around this time, around summer. So in Honduras and in Australia, it can rain fish. And this is a like crazy wind pressure when it hits like an ocean, a body of water. It creates like mm-hmm. this cyclone, hurricane type thing, and I guess it sucks the fish up in the air, and like it's like nearby the water. Like it's been reports that they've seen these jumps miles and miles away in like deserts where it's no body of water nearby.
Oh, yeah,
it just rains fish. Like that is crazy.
Yeah, because I'm thinking two different things. My first initial thought is like, you know, now anybody that's like out here starving and all that, and you're not allergic to like seafood and shit, that sound like a come up, right?
It could be. I think the picture from Honduras, it was big fish you can eat. But like the other joint I seen, it was like some little fish, like goldfish type joints or whatever.
I had to catch a thousand of them joints.
No boy, put them on sardines, put them on pizza.
Oh yeah, in fact, little toppings. Go ahead.
They said the stray cats be going ham.
I bet that like I said, that sound like a come up right there.
Nice size jumps.
Yeah, but my other way of thinking is like damn, how does that smell?
Right. That was my first initial thought too. It's like, oh my goodness, if you don't get all that up, and like you said, it gets dying, decaying, and fish
And then you said the Jones be landing in like the desert and shit too.
Yeah, desert.
So all that heat and like humidity.
Yeah.
That heat and humidity, and then like the wind get the blowing, and that shit blow into the city or something.
Yeah. Our favorite phrase, that jump be on the devil. I'm getting cooked.
Yeah, because that's 100 degrees. Them things bake, man.
Yeah.
Deadly. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, get me rice, my hamburgers or something. Man.
Like, they're like, just like the Disney movie. Is that Disney? Cloudy Chance of Meatballs?
Cloudy Chance of Fish. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. Like, if it was some way to maneuver around that smell that you knew was coming, that might be the come up. I'm allergic to fish though, but for anybody else, that might be the come up, is it? Yeah, that's dope as fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I guess it's been another Head for the Hills podcast.
And books.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've been knocking these joints out like quickly and shit. I mean, has been weekly, but for some reason these jumps feel like, you know, it's like, man, we on 12 already? Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Look forward to that NFL special coming. Football coming next week. We got a special coming for y'all. We're gonna detail everything from Super Bowl predictions to standout teams, standout players, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all haven't done y'all fantasy draft yet. Listen to that, man. We can help y'all out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely look forward to that. Might even throw a little bit of college football up in there. This the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Merlin Service, I'm back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're not gonna do the college thing, y'all. My bad. But yeah, NFL special. This shit is gonna be lit. But until next time, Head for the Hills. We out.
Bye.